Avidrono of the Yonatum. Rav Yehuda sent the present, Kurbani sent the present to this Goy, to the Goy Avidrono, the Yonatum, on the day of his Chag, the day that the Goyim went to worship Avodah Zorah. So even though our first Mishnah in the Masechta says, you're not allowed to send him a present, you can't even do business with him, even 3 days before Yom Chagom, it's also to do business with him, maybe you'll make him happy and he'll be over there by the Zorah. Still here, Rabbi Yehuda sent him a present on Yom Edom. Why, Omar, Rabbi Yehuda said like this, that Yodana Bey, I know for sure, and this guy, my friend, or his friend, and this person, Avidrano, the Loi Polach Laboris Kechovim, that he does not worship Avodah Zorah. I know for sure this guy does not worship Avodah Zorah. Therefore, I'm allowed to send him a present even beyond Chagom. Although it's the first Mishnah is that you're afraid if you do something good to him, he'll thank his Avodah Zorah. You're causing him to worship the Avodah Zorah. But here, Rabbi Yehuda knew for sure that Avidrano would not worship. Rashi says, shame of the Chagom. And he would not worship the Avodah Zorah. Therefore, he held it was mutter. And that's the first place in the first Amid that brings down, that's one of the Aterim, B'sman HaZeh, why we're allowed to do business with the Goyim today, even during Christmas or right before it, because B'sman HaZeh, they're not Oyvid Avodah Zorah. They don't really worship the Avodah Zorah. So therefore, we're allowed to do business with them, at least before Yom Chagom, Yom Edom. Now, Omar Le Reb Yosef, verse said like this, Omar Le Reb Yosef, the Yotanya we learned, a Zeyo Ger Toshev. Who is considered a Ger Toshev? We had the sugi before yesterday, that Kol Shekibbol Olav Bifnei Gimel, any Goy that accepted upon himself in front of three Chaverim, three Choshev Jews, Shaloi Lavad Avarez Kechovim, that he's not going to worship Avodah Zorah. That's called a Ger Toshev. A Ger Toshev is somebody that accepted upon himself at least not to worship Avodah Zorah. Huh? Yeah. Now, Shleilavavichon, yeah. So, the question is that you see, even though he's not going to worship Avodah Zorah, he has to accept upon himself in front of three people, in front of three Chaverim. And over here, Lechur, this guy, Avidrono, did not accept upon himself in front of three people, in front of three Jews. So, how come he acted as if he doesn't worship Avodah Zorah? So, Morin says, Kitanya Hilach Yosei. After we learn the special loch of a Ger Toshev, it's a special mitzvah lach yosef to keep him alive. In other words, a regular guy, if you see him dying or in the street, you have no mitzvah to save him. Let him die. It could be mishum daki sholom, mishum eva, you're allowed to do it, you're supposed to do it with bezman hazeh. But miikura din medika din diraisa, if a guy is dying, let him die. Only a special loch of a Ger Toshev, him there's a mitzvah lach yosef to save him. So, when does he have a Ger Toshev? Din Ger Toshev? Only if the guy accepts upon himself in front of three Chaverim not to worship Avodah Zorah. But like this here, that he knew this Avidrona, this guy did not worship, that's considered a guy that does not worship Avodah Zorah. Therefore, he held it was mut to send him a present. For the more still live, Omar Rabba Bar Bachon Rabbi Yechanon, Ger Toshev Shovru Olav Yud Beis Chodesh Vloimol Areo Kimin, Sheboiv Dekachavim. You see, a Ger Toshev, if in 12 months' time he does not become a complete Jew, does not make a milah, we say he retracts, he comes back to worship Avodah Zorah. So here also, this Goy Avidron, if it was 12 months already, even though he stopped worshipping Avodah Zorah, but since he did not become a Jew, the girl, we have to be afraid he's going to go back to start worship Avodah Zorah again. Like Mashmir, like once he becomes a Ger Toshev, we expect him to become a Jew, but like once he stopped worshipping Avodah Zorah. It's a shalom what Havminer is, because we know a goy does not have a chi, does not have a mitzvah to become a Jew, even though part of the mitzvah, sheva mitzvah, b'nei neich, is not to worship Avodah Zorah. I call upon that was Havminer here, that if we see within 12 months he doesn't become a Jew, he's yachzer to worship Avodah Zorah again. So Morris says, no, there's no question. Hosom over there, kagoyin shekibul olav, lom ovloimol. They were talking about that this Ger Toshev accepted upon himself to become a Jew. He said he was going to have a Mila. But since he accepted upon himself to have the Mila, and he doesn't have it, there we say, will be who'll be worshipped by Avodah Zorah again. But here, but this guy, Avidrana, since he stopped worshipping Avodah Zorah, therefore, Yehuda held, he was allowed to send him a present. How could he send a present? Be Yom Edom.
Tiyavidrana, and he says, I know for sure that he's not worshipping Avodah Zarah. What do you mean you know for sure? He's still a goy. A year passed by already that he's not worshipping Avodah Zarah, and he's still a goy. He didn't become a Jew. So if Sahul Zikha, come back to Avodah Zarah. So how were you allowed to send him a present, the Yoimedom, that you know he didn't worship last year, but maybe this year I was going to worship? This is the question. Okay. You see here, Ger Tesher, after a year, comes back to be a regular guy. See here also, Vidrani, he didn't become a Jew yet, it should be us to give him a present, the Yoimedom. It says, Hosom Kigoyin Shekibul Olav Lomov Loimal. It's a new case here, you're right. Not every Ger Tesher is this way. It means in a case where a guy became a Ger Tashev, and he also accepted upon, he said, then you should know, within 1 year I'm going to become a Jew. I want to make, that's what he said, I want to have a Milah. Now we say, within the year he does not do this, so for sure, why not? Because he's going back to worship Avodah Zarah. That's the answer. If the guy once had intentions of becoming a Jew, and he stops it, it must be because he's coming back to worship Avodah Zarah. But over here, Rabbi Yehuda Stam knew about this one guy, Avidrana, that Stam, like you say, maybe just as Makabal, like a Ger Toshev, just not to worship Avodah Zarah, or at least he knew he didn't worship the Avodah Zarah. So that alone, we don't say he'll come back to worship. Therefore, it was mutter for him to send a present. It's so only if it was Makabal upon himself to be a Jew, and he retracts, that's called going back to Avodah Zarah. Rava Amtuyele Kurbano Levar Shishach. Rav also sent a present to this guy, Bar Shishach, B'yomeidim. On the day of their Chag, their big holiday, he sent him a present. Again, why? I, the first Mishnah, is Mashmitz Asa. Omri said also, Rav, Yodanabe, I know for sure, with this guy, Bar Shishach, the Loi Polach, Davros Chavim. He does not worship, he does better things with his times. He does not worship Avodah Zarah. Therefore, there's no Issa Chazal to give them a present. The only Issa is, because you're going to cause them to worship, to be mighty to the Avodah Zarah. But if you know for sure, it means nothing to the Avodah Zarah, mashma then it's mutter. Now, what happened was, Ozal Ashkechei, the Yosef, Rava went to visit this Bashishach. Stam, for some reason, he had something to do with him, he needed him or something. So he went to visit him. And he went to visit a guy. What happened? Where was the guy doing? He was taking a bath, a bubble bath he was taking. When Tavarda Rashi says that the Merchat Shelvredim, there were roses there. He had rose water, what do you call it? He had roses, roses in his bath. The Kaimon Zoinois Arumas Kamei. And he had Zoinois Arumas, undressed Zoinois, roaming around there. Omale, so Bashishach Es Rava. Is Lechul Kai Gavn the Alma the Yossi? Like in his eyes, that was the biggest hanor, the biggest enjoyment you could have in this world. So yes, Ravi, in your Olam Haba, you Jews say you have such a good Olam Haba, do you have such a good thing like this, to have Rachmanis, to have Zainis undressed in front of you there? That was the guy's biggest hanor he could have. Omalei, so Ravi answered back, you have to understand exactly what this means, and what Ravi have to answer altogether for him. But Omalei, he said back to him like this, some who are trying to understand at least, that the Dana Difa Tvei, we have much more than this. Our Olam Habo is much greater than this. Why? Tvei Mehai. So Omalei, so Vashisha said back to him, Agoyish Akop. He said back to him, Tvei Mehai Mehevei, how is it possible? Impossible. Nothing can be better than this. To be sitting in a bath with rose water, and to have Zainus around you, what can be better than this? How can it be? So Omalei, Rava tries to give him to understand, Omalei, you have to know, you think you have a good time, but you have to be a friend of your king. You never tell a goyish king, you never tell what to do to you. You always have fear of your king. So you never have a complete good life. But Anan, us the Jews, we'll come to Elam Havor, we're going to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not going to be afraid of Hashem, we're not afraid to do something bad to us. The Chalal Yid is never afraid Hashem will do something bad to him. He does what we deserve, but we don't have any emos to the malchus. We're not afraid we'll be punished from the king in Olam Habo. Omalei, so Bashishach ends back to Rav still. I know a guy like me, Mio, my imsa the machus ika. I'm a head guy here with the Romans, with the government. What are they going to do bad to me? I'm not afraid of the king. Nothing can happen to me either. So don't give me this. I have my Olam Habo like in this world. So What happened was, the Yosef, while they were still sitting and talking there, also who Pirosko the Malchuso, a letter came in, a messenger came from the king, and Omalei, he said over to Mashisha, to this guy, come, get up, we need you right now. That the king wants you right now, you're summoned to come to the king, as if to show him, you see, you don't have such a good world, that you have to answer to your king, he'll bother you. So, and now Olam Habo is greater than this. It's very shredded, the Gemara, what about the answer for, and such answers, some kashes, he wants to try and give him to understand that his level, this is what a guy would understand. Stam to explain to him all the ruchnias of Olam Habo, a guy would not understand that. That doesn't go to a guy's shakop, to know the enjoyment of Olam Habo, of ruchnias. So try to give it to him in his understanding that you're not going to have a pure, easy life. Zemara says what happened was, Kinofik, when they were leaving right now, Kinofik, when Bashishach was leaving to go to see the king, Fiyozel Omalei, so Bashishach like said to Rava, that Eino, the boy Lemechsel Echul Bishusa, the eye that wants to look evil at you, that wants to like, give you a curse, any eye that wants to curse you, Rava, is Tifka, that eye should burst. Now they gave him some type of a bracha, like Bashishach saw how great Rava is, he knew what he's talking about, so he said that whoever has a bad eye against you, that eye should burst. So Omalei Rava said back to him, Amen! Very good, that's a good bracha. He meant to say is your eye should burst. So that was Pokeine the Vashishah. Vashishah's eye, his eye alone burst open. As he was trying to act nice to him, but inside him he couldn't take it. Rava gave him a shtechia, because the Rava knew he was had to go away from his oilum here and go to the king, so he wanted to get even on a Rava. The kid, his eye was the one that became the plucker. So my first comes to Lima from Goyim, and even though Goyim sometimes look good to us, he has to be careful. He has to know really their eye is to give us a shock. Really their eye is to do evil to us. Even if they talk nice to us, they want to try and be nice to us, but really inside them, they mean to give us curses.
How about the bracha that...
Okay. Omer of Pap, pass it like this. I boyilei lemeimilei, really Robert should have answered back something else. Akashi should have answered 100 things different. But he should have asked like this, Mahai Krof, this Pasik. Now Pasik says in Tillim, Bunais Malachim, Bikroisecho, Nitzva, Shegel, Lemincha, Bekesem, Oifir. That the girls will be like Bunai Malachim, and they'll have tremendous Hanot, they'll have tremendous enjoyment. They'll be tremendous, in Olam Habo, they'll have tremendous, enjoyment.
Rashi
is saying, Rashi, the Kavod of Yisrael, Kumavas Novi. The Navi is telling how much great respect Klal Yisrael have, lost in Lavoi. So he should have told him better things. Omer of Nachman, by Yitzchak, that he boy elei, lemei merlei mihacha. Also, Rava should have answered back to his guy Bashishach from this Pasik. Pasik says in Shayo, Ayin loy rosa, eloy kim, so lasecha, yas le mechak eloy. That nobody ever saw the enjoyment of what's going to be in Olam Habo. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that knows about it. Rashi says, "Losay ayin shalakodesh baruch hu es hasheyas lemechakaloi." Nobody ever saw the reward that Hashem is going to give to the people that have or are hoping for Hashem. They have bitachon in hakodesh baruch hu. The nearer cover the gdula the gmasa. Nobody ever saw such a great thing. So, kids, the Rashi Rava knew that to a guy you don't answer these things. A guy wouldn't understand these psukim anyway. So, to a guy, he had to talk down to his level to give it to him. Right now, the Mishnah says. Again, the Mishnah says that if a guy hires a Jew to work with his Yayin Nesach, just to transport the barrels from one place to another place, so the Knas Midrabonin, the Schar is also. The pay you get for working with Avodah Zarah, as the Chumra for the Yayin Nesach, the Chumra Yayin Nesach, the Rabbonin said that the Schar is also Banu. But what's going to be if the guy, the Mishnah says, hired the Jew to do other work, to clean the house, and then once he told him, listen, I want you also now to move my barrels of wine, so then he's mutter to take the pay. Then the pay is okay, mash, because the main pay is for the work you're doing in the house, cleaning the house, even though we also told you move around the yai nefer, that's like bottle to the main malacha. So Mora says, v'yafagat l'yomalei li'etusei orif. The Chorot of Mishnah's mashma, even in a case where the guy did not say, overtime, then work with the Yayin Nesach. This is to say, so I'm paying you for the day, $100 a day. The whole day he cleaned the house. When it came evening, when he's supposed to leave anyway, that's when the guy said, you know what, now in evening, after the pay time, now move the Yayin Esek. That's not the case. The Afagav, the lawyer, he did not tell him, Lutusi Arab, at night time, move the barrels of wine. It's mashma in the middle of the day, during the time that he's getting paid for work, during that time, the guy told him, move around the barrels of wine. So it comes out, the Chur is getting paid for the Yayin Esek. And still the Mishnah says, that's Char is Mutabano. So Ramin, we have a question on you. It says, Alokom, Tesefto, Hasoichir es Apoyel. Is somebody, a goy, high as a Jew, to work for him? Well, you too say Erev. And by evening, Mashma, after the day is over, Omaloy, then the goy tells the Jew, Heve Chav Yeshi Yaynes and Mokom Mokom, please carry this barrel of wine, take it from one place to another place. Then Tzchare Muta. That's what Tesefto says. From the Tasefta, Taimo, what's the reason why the Jew could still take his paycheck? The Omale, because the guy first told him, Liutusay Orev, at evening, means after work, after the time of work, after you deserve to get your pay, now do me an extra favor and move around the Yayin Esek. In, then it's mutter to take the paycheck, because the whole paycheck is only for the work of the day. But Kula Yayma Lai, because the guy would have told the Jew during the daytime that he's getting paid for that work that he does during the daytime, then to move around the Yayin Esek, mashma, then it would be asa, because you're getting paid for moving the Yayin Esek. That's the dinner of the mission, that it's asa. So of course, not like we're saying now in the Gemara, that the Sefta's mashma, it's only mutum if you do the work at night. When our Mishnah says that the guy told you to do other work, and then also you move the Yayin Esek, that it's mutter, you should know, the Omar Litusa Yorub. It's only mutter if the guy tells the Jew at by evening, after daytime, after the work time. Then the schar is mutter. Because all the schar is only for the day work that was beheta. It's more so, Niverav Tanan here. Tusa Yorub Tanan. Rav Omar, Rav says no. Rav Omar Loikash, there's no stira. Hodi Omar Lei, Haver Li Meya Chavyas. The Naya Prutis, if the guy, the owner, tells the Jew, the worker, to carry around Meya Chagas, 100 barrels, 100 Prutis, then the Meister, we say, it's also.
Rashi.
Basis Netoni Mutter, going heavily Chavius, and Hodmar says, Hodi Yomale, heavily Chavius, Chavius a Pruta, that every barrel you carry, you get $1 for it. You get a dollar for the barrel. So then it's mutter. Because the pshat is, the work you do the whole day, that work is mutter. The 1 minute or the 5 minutes that you carry the barrels, then echnami. For that you cannot take pay. But you just won't take $1 for that pay. Like he's paying you separately for each barrel by itself. So true, these barrels of Yayin Esek can't take the schar. But the rest of the day, you'll have to take the money. Like Rashi says, Rav Amar, the Olam Gloyomalei Litusayor. Lakasha, Masnis Niktoni Mutta, when heavily Chavis Apruta. The guy tells the worker, the Jew, listen, every barrel you carry, I'm paying you separately, a dollar a barrel. The Nim says, Chavisha Yayinesa Benayim. So true. Shodi Prutal and Hora. This $1 you're receiving now for moving the barrel of Yayinesa, you have to throw it to the river. What the Mishnah means, the Schar is Mutta, means the rest of the Schar. In Ami Rashi says, Lashokim and Chavim, do not take money for that barrel that you moved. The inach mishdori, but the rest of the pay is mutter. The loshayach schar hu chavis ba the inach, because the pay for this one barrel has nothing to do with the other barrels. The chochodah kinyan agar apenashay. Each barrel you move, you're getting paid separately. Therefore, if you moved 100 barrels today, and 99 were kosher barrels, just one barrel was the Yayin Esek, so then the mishdori means do not take the pay for that one barrel, but the rest of the barrels are mutter. But Rashi says, but a braisa. The chilu yomalei litus yorav kol schar yosa going the yomalei heve kuf chavis bekuf prutas. The guy said one big deal here. Move all these barrels and you get $100 for it. The chol kamad lo yavrinu lekulei kol zaman the Jew did not move all 100 barrels lo yoyev lemidi. You don't deserve a penny yet. It's one big condition here. That's one big job. When you finish the job, then I pay you. So any little work of this job is called you getting paid for that. So therefore, the $100 is needs the Yayin Esek to be moved, and therefore it's also to take the schar. Talmud says, "Vatanya, bring a proof of this." Vatanya, we learned, "Hasayik arasa peil." If a guy hires a Jewish worker, V'yomaloi, and he tells him, Heveli meyechovius v'meyeprutas. I have one big job here. Move these 100 barrels, and then you get your $100. V'nim says, Chavisha Yarnesa b'neim, it comes out that one or two barrels. War from Yarnesach, Schari Yasa. It's also for the Jew not to have hanor from these $100. Because it's called you getting paid for that work. And without those two barrels of Yain Nesach, you wouldn't receive a penny. So you need that work of the Yain Nesach to get your paycheck. Therefore, that's the din of the Mishnah. It's also, you can't take the pay because you're getting paid for working with the Yain Nesach. But, Chavis Pruto, if the guy says, listen, I'll pay you separately for every barrel you get a dollar, then Benin says, Chavis Yain Nesach, and then you come out at one or two barrels. Well, Yain Nesach, Schori Mutter, like we said, Rashi, means for the rest of the barrels. For the other 98 barrels that you moved, you can take $98. Because you're getting paid separately for each barrel. Each barrel is its own payment. So therefore, true, for the one or two barrels of Yain Nesach, it's also. But for the other barrels, it's mutter. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'aslecher eschamor, if you hire a donkey driver, the Jew is supposed to carry, to transport, the guy himself is going to sit on the chamor. So lehovia depends. Lagala Yain Nesach, schori yasa. That if the guy hires you to transport his Yain Nesach, then it's also. So I'm asked the question, Asul Amali, what do I need this case of the Mishnah for? Like Madach in the Reisha, where it's only a poil, a small-time job, that the poil cannot take his pay. For sure on a big-time job, a Chamor is also take his pay if he's hired to work with the Yain Nesach. Hainu Reisha. So Murat says, true, but Seif Yisrach Lei. The last part of the Mishnah we need is the Chiddush by the Chamor, the donkey driver. It's like this. What happened there? Scharoi leisha v'leha. That the guy hired this Jewish donkey driver to carry him. That the guy should sit on the donkey and he'll travel today. That's the way he's going to travel. So here it says the Mishnah Chiddush is afo pi shenichav v'kachavim legino yalei, even though the guy takes his flask full of Yain Nesach with him. So it comes out now that the Jew is transporting this flask of Yain Nesach. The Chiddush is still scharei muta. The Jew is allowed to take the pay. Because we say why? The pay that the guy is paying is for his traveling. He wants to sit on a donkey. After he takes along the flask of wine, whether he takes or he doesn't take it, the price doesn't change. The price is for carrying the guy, not the wine. So Lemaim, what do you want to tell me? The Lagina lav dinhu liyesve. That there's no din that the guy really has a right to take the flask of wine. Like whether he takes it or doesn't take it, doesn't make nafkamina. And Mashmah what, that the Jew has the right to even tell him, no, do not take this wine. So since part of the pay is not for the wine, the pay is only because now the guy wants to have transportation for himself, therefore the pay is for himself, that's mutter. Or Rabbeinu will have a question. It says, Alochom, Gemara and Bamitziyon, Ha'aslech Resachamor, two Jews, if somebody hires a donkey for transportation, Ha'aslech Resachamor, so Alochom is like this, and they're going to go on a trip. So there's two people. The one that's renting it's going to pay money, is going to sit on top of the donkey. And then you have the driver that's going to walk in front of the donkey and lead him. Now they both have to take things for the trip. How much is each one, how much baggage or luggage are you allowed to take? Two bags, three bags, how many luggages, how many pounds can you take? So it says a look here. It's like this. Seicher, the one that's renting here right now, Maniach Alek Susa, he's allowed to put on his big clothing. Susai. Ulaginasai, take along his flask of wine, without that he can't go. Take along his flask of wine. Almost a nice serve, his food for the day. Shalais Yaderech. As long as the plan to travel, if it's a week, if it's a 5-day journey, he can take along food for 5 days. Right, for the way. 5 days, you can take along 5 days worth of food. The 5 days worth of wine also.
Yes.
Now, Mikan Vielach, after taking more than the 5 days worth, then Chamor Makavalov, the owner, the donkey driver, has the right to say, too much, you know, overweight my Chamor, no good, too much. Now, what about the Chamor, what about the donkey driver? He also has to go along. He has to take along his provisions also. Yes. So Chamor Maniach Aleh Sorim, he could put their barley, vitamin, and straw, and was a nice serve. Shall I see yain? That's it. Just 1 day's worth of food for the chamor to take along. We'll soon see why not the whole derech. But mikan vielach, after 1 day's worth, soichem akibolov, the one that's renting has right to say, too much. You're filling up the chamor too much, or plots on the way. I don't like this. He has the right to tell him, stop. Don't put more on the chamor. So, according, what do we see here? That the chamor cannot stop the soicher from putting his wine on the chamor. Mashmah, when you hire the chamor, part of it is that you're taking along your wine. So, chura, you're paying for the wine also. So why does the Mishnah say that when the guy hires the Jewish chamor, that he's allowed to take his pay? The chur is being paid for carrying the goyish wine, the yayin esach. Rabbi answers, nihi delogin. Dinahu liyaisvei, true, that when the guy travels, the guy is traveling on the chamor, has the right to take along his jug of wine with him, that the chamor cannot stop him, but isn't it a svara? Eloi moisav le mi arminin le nechila yagra deleginosai. That let's say the guy would not take along the barrel, the jug of wine. Would the chamor lower his price? In other words, you're not paying for that. Even though he has a right to take along the wine, but to pay the price is for carrying the person, not for the lug of wine. Whether the guy will take it or will not take it, the price doesn't change. Even if he says, today I'm not taking wine, still, the price is the same. So it comes out that even when he has the wine now, the price is not for transporting the wine, the yayin esach. The price is for transporting the goy. Therefore, it's mutar to take the schar. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, what kind of deal is this between the seicher and the chamor? Hey, chidomi. Idishchich le mizvin. If on the road they're going to pass by all the great Ralphs, all the big stores, so chamor nami lakim. The Bala Chamor should stop the Seichel for taking 5 days worth of food. What are you doing here taking a ton of food, 5 days worth? We'll pass by Ralph's every day. We'll stop off at Ralph's.
Yeah, but it's more money.
Who said so? We'll soon see. In the Marsh times it wasn't so, I don't know the price of the food. It was one price all over. It was one price all over. Hakinan, let's go. Let's go. But if there are no Ralphs on the way, there are no stores on the way, so then how could the Seicher stop the Bala Chamor from taking food? How's the Chamor going to live? There's no Chamor stores on, there's no donkey stores on the way. So where's he going to get his food for the Chamor? So he should be able to take along as much food as he needs for the road also. Come a public case like this. Let's the Shchiach LeMitzvah LeMizvin. In other words, that every city you stop on the way, you're just going on the outskirts of the city. So you plan to sleep on the outskirts. When you're there, if you matriach yourself, you can go inside the city and buy food there. But it's not so simple. You want to stay on the highway. You sleep overnight, but you don't want to go another few miles into the town to find the store there. So therefore, chamor daki lemitrach lemizvin. The donkey driver, he's used to this. That's his job the whole time, to feed his chamor. And he's darker to travel the whole day. So he knows what it means to travel. So him to go a few more miles in the city to get the food wouldn't bother him. Therefore, the Bala Chamor only has the right to take for 1 day's work. 1 day's worth, that's it. But Saicha, the one that's hiring here, the renter, Lav Darker Mitzvah Lemizvin, he's a fancy guy. He doesn't want to go and bother himself. He wants to take a trip now. He's on a trip. He's on vacation now. On vacation, I want to take it easy. He's not a derech to matriach himself to look around for food. Therefore, he has a right to take 5 days worth of food with him. And this is my pleasure trip. I have a right to take the food I need for the trip. Avua de Rav Acho, Rei de Rav Iko, have a shofach luhu chamro lebitchovim. He used to pour off wine to a guy, to the guy, the